Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Well, hello there, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts,
but we're two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is kind of a special episode today because we are doing our annual holiday gift guide.
What?
Hello. We're excited.
We are excited. So I love doing this.
I love doing it too. And also there's so many things on this gift guide that are just like things I want that I put on. Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
So look, before we get started, we do want to mention that if you would like to reach us, you can leave us a voicemail or text us at 781-591-0390. Or you can email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
That is all true. And links to everything we mention on this episode will be on forever35podcast.com. So you don't have to like to frantically take notes as we are talking, because I know you would want to.
Yes, do not do that. We've got it all handled for you to just go over and click.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into it, Kate, because we got a lot to talk about.
Okay. I'm so excited. Okay. Whew. So the first, we've categorized these as we've done in the past. We've got kind of new categories this year a little bit. So very excited about that. And we want to note too that on our website, we will, we've tried to focus on looking at small businesses, looking at women-owned businesses or BIPOC-owned small businesses. So we'll try to make a note of that as well on our website.
Yes.
There is like a couple target links in here, but you know, what are you going to do? All right. So first up, Dori, beauty.
Yes.
The beauty and skincare category.
Indeed.
Okay. Well, I'm really excited to share this first product because it's a product that I use and I love, and it's made by Forever 35 facialist and past guest and just all around wonderful human being, Courtney Chisano. You have heard her on this podcast talking about skincare. She has a beautiful product of her own that she is selling. It is called Corrective Cleansing Silk. And it is something that she made for herself to cleanse her skin and help calm it and kind of correct agitation. And it's a beautiful cleansing oil. Beautiful. And, you know, look, we love Courtney. We're excited to support her. She's a small business and she's got an oil here just waiting for anyone who might need a loving oil for their face skin. Their face skin? Their face skin. But I have this product. I'm almost done with my first bottle and I've purchased a second and I use it morning and night. It's a really soothing, calming, beautiful face oil. All right. There you go. $38.
Great. Okay. I am going to recommend the Briogeo Merry Multi Masking Kit, mostly because I like the name.
Just Merry Multi Masking?
Merry multi-masking. But it's this really cute gift that comes with three Briogeo products: the Don't Despair Repair Honey Moisture Deep Conditioning Mask, the Don't Despair Repair Deep Conditioning Mask, and the Be Gentle, Be Kind Avocado and Kiwi Mega Moisture Superfood Mask. And the Honey Moisture Deep Conditioning Mask comes in like a honey bear.
Oh, cute.
So it's very cute. It's a very cute kit. And that is $36.
That sounds cute. Okay. Well, listen, a scrub that you and I both love, have tried, like truly maybe the best body scrub I've ever scrubbed this bod with, the Beneath Your Mask Polish Detoxifying Body Scrub. It is a $70 body scrub, but it is worth every dollar.
This is like for your friend who has everything, your fancy friend who has everything.
Yeah.
Get her $70 detoxifying body scrub.
Like the friend who thinks they've tried every product and then you're like, oh, no, no, no. Let me drop the best body scrub on you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So while we're in the bath, I also want to recommend the Milk and Honey Art of the Bath set. We've loved Milk and Honey for a long time. They've been longtime supporters of this old pod. And this bundle comes with a candle. We love their candles. It comes with a milk bath, comes with a body polish, their bath and body oil, and a body brush, and some Palo Santo. And it comes packaged up really nicely, and it's $95. So just a really, really lovely gift to give to someone who's into baths, which I know you are, Kate. So
I am. And actually, I'm planning my bath for tonight, Dory. I'm in my brain. I'm taking a bath tonight. I'm going to watch my show. I'm going to really take care of myself tonight. Okay.
Love
well,
that.
I want to recommend a face mask, which I haven't tried, but I have placed my order for it. It's Chloris Supreme Seed Mask. I've really loved every product from Chlor that I've tried. I just think it's a fantastic skincare brand, and I'm so excited to try this product. It's their latest product. It's a really it just looks like a beautiful like detoxifying mask that isn't harsh on the skin. So I'm really pumped to try it. It might be great for you. Whatever, if you have a skincare junkie friend, I feel like this would be a good way to go for them.
Love that recommendation. I also want to recommend in the makeup vein of things, the Oma Beauty Total Badass Lip Kit. This is a Black-owned makeup brand that has amazing products. They have like really great pigments. Like all of their colors are super like saturated. And they have this lip kit that comes in six different varieties with different shades. And
which you've tried.
Yeah, it's $29.50. And each one comes with a lipstick and a lip liner.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, totally fun. And all of the kits have like fun names. Like one is called the Gold Digger. One is called Nonconfirmist. One is called Bitchin'. Like it's just like cute. I think it's cute.
All right. Next up for me, for when you get out of the bath or go in the bath, Esker Beauty makes a really lovely body oil gift set. It's $98. Now, let me just toodaloon on over to the link here. You get in this, and I picked the clarifying set to recommend because I have this oil and it smells amazing.
And you all know how I'm like on scents, and I think this smells really good too.
Oh, I do know that you are wah on scents. So it comes in this lovely linen bag. You get some body oil, body wash, and then you get a dry brush. So you can use all these products together on your skin. It's a really lovely little bath set. And I also wanted to recommend another one of their products, which is their Body Plane. This is a body tool. This is not something I've ever used, but it's basically like a metal scraper for your body. It's not sharp. But I get out of the shower, I put their body oil on, and then I scrape up with this scraper. And allegedly, it helps leave my skin soothed and smooth. And I really like it. It's kind of like a fun skin activity.
I will say, I was expecting like skin to just be like dry skin to be like falling off my body. And to, I was hoping for like a really satisfying collection of dry skin to be left on the plane. And that didn't happen, but it did feel good.
Were you sad? You wanted like chunks of skin to
come
off?
Yes, I did. Is that sick?
No, I had the same kind of weird fantasy where I was like, I can't wait. Like when you exfoliate your body and like little skin pieces come off.
Yes, exactly. That's what I wanted.
Yeah. But I do like how there's like little oil residue that you like wipe away.
Yes, totally. That was satisfying.
What is wrong with us? What is wrong with us?
Oh my God. So the last product in this category that I just wanted to recommend is the Olive and June Manny System, which comes with a bunch of their products, including the Poppy, which is their little like handle that you put on top of nail polish brushes to make it easier to apply polish. And I find it much easier to apply polish with the Poppy. It also comes with a cuticle serum, a polish remover pot that you just stick your finger in and like twist and the polish comes off, which is great. A cleanup brush, a nail buffer, clippers and a file, nail polish and a super glossy top coat. So depending on how many polishes you choose, this ranges from $50 to $94.
And I love it
too. It comes like packaged really nicely and it's just like a fun gift for someone who's into nails.
And the products really work. Like I can actually, I have never been a paint my nails at home person and I can use this and make my nails look good.
Yeah. Although I will say there has like people have mixed results with this thing. Like I have used it and like it. And then other people are like the polish came off in one day. So like I do feel like it's kind of a your mileage may vary thing. But from my personal experience, I have had good luck with it. And like you really do get a manicure that looks like you went to a nail salon. Like when I showed I was like FaceTime with my mom and she was like, oh, you got your nails done. And I was like, No. I did my nails.
I mean, you got them done by you.
By me. All right.
Okay, well, wait. I have one more thing in this category.
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry.
You know what? I will forgive you. It is okay. Okay. I really wanted to recommend a Boston business. Brown and Coconut, sister owned. They have these really cool skin balancing sets. Well, I linked to the skin balancing one, but they have these different skin sets and you can choose which one you want to give, but they include a cleanser, a mask, and then this really cool little ceramic bowl, which is crafted, you know, handcrafted and is used to mix the dry mask. So you don't make a huge mess like trying to mix a dry mask in your hands. I don't know if you've ever done that, Dory. It's not fun.
It doesn't sound fun.
No. So it's just a beautiful, I love the idea of having like a little pot to do your mask in. That was a beautiful little touch. All right. We're leaving the skincare world now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See you later. Hello, books.
Hello. All right. Let's get into it.
Okay. First up from me and Dory, Nevertheless, She Wore It by Forever 35 guest Anne Shen. It is an absolutely beautiful book, illustrated and written by Anne, who's just like such a talent, such a delight. And it covers kind of the most iconic fashion moments from various women throughout time. And it's just really, it's a beautiful book. We have it in my home. It sits on a little shelf and often my daughters will just kind of like page through it and read it. And I love having it out all the time. It's really gorgeous. So perfect gift for a fashion buff, anybody in your life.
In your life. My recommendation is Dessert Person by Claire Saffitz, another former Forever 35 guest. It is a wonderful, beautiful cookbook with so many great recipes for various desserts. And yum. It just makes like the perfect gift.
Also on our list, HRH, So Many Thoughts on Royal Style by another Past Forever 35 guest, Elizabeth Holmes. This book just came out. It's also gorgeous.
Yes.
And if you are a fan of fashion or royals or Elizabeth's really witty, smart takes on their style, you will love this book.
Yeah. Do you want to do your next book before I get to two subscription boxes that I'm going to recommend?
Yes, Dory. Okay. So this is a book that I've ordered for myself. So happy holidays to me. It's a cookbook. It's called In Bibi's Kitchen, The Recipes and Stories of Grandmothers from the 8 African Countries That Touch the Indian Ocean. It's by Hawa Hassan. And I believe it's in collaboration with Julia Tertian. It just looks like it looks like a beautiful cookbook. I'm also trying to really diversify my cookbooks. Like when we've talked about diversifying what we read, I think Samin Nosrat wrote about this, and so I can take no credit, but you know, I gave a glance at my cookbook shelf and it was like white lady, white lady, white lady, white lady. Mm. And so this I think is a great gift for anyone who loves, who's cooking, a cook curious person, or looking to, you know, to try something possibly new to them or possibly not new. But it's a gorgeous looking cookbook. I'm dying to read it. I can't wait to dig
in. I love that. I love that suggestion. Okay, so moving on. This is kind of in your wheelhouse, Kate. Mm-hmm. The Rick Bodist Read Romance Repeat subscription box, which is $40 a month, and each month you will receive two brand new adult romance novels carefully selected by the expert booksellers at the Rip Bodice, also Past Forever 35 guests.
We like a lot of people, don't we?
We do. But you know what? We like a lot of great people.
Yeah, we do. And I should say, like, they truly are experts. I know any small bookstore, any independent bookstore, the people who work there are experts on what they sell. And totally. So we want you supporting as many independent bookstores as you can this year, and we'll be doing the same.
I did appreciate that in their FAQ, there's something like, is this box appropriate for teenagers? And they're basically like, no. Like, these are going to be sexy books. But each month's box will also include an additional fun and nifty item, as they put it, such as a candle, notebook, or keychain. And the box itself looks really nice, and you're supporting an independent woman-owned bookstore. I just think this is a great gift for someone in your life who is into romance novels. You know, I'm tempted to get it for you, Kate, but I feel like A, you'll have read a lot of the books, mm-hmm. and B, like, other people will get it for you. So I'm probably not going to get this for you. I just want to put that out there.
Well, you know, my best friend this past year started reading romance for the first time in her life and has like really gone on a tear. She read started with all of Jasmine Guillory's books and just kind of has gone through it. So this might be a good gift for me to get.
Ooh, her. I like that.
Hope okay, she's so, not listening.
So the second gift is a very me gift.
And I was like, oh boy, did Dory make this?
I was like, oh, I wish I had come up with this. It's not a subscription, but it is a gift box. It is the Authored Adornments Mystery Box. Authored Adornments is a shop on Etsy that sells like jewelry for book lovers and, you know, those kinds of like book adjacent things. So they also have a few gift boxes. And their mystery box is so fun. They include, it's basically centered around Agatha Christie, and every box includes a clean used copy of an Agatha Christie book, plus a metal bookmark with an Agatha Christie quote, a vintage glass teacup curated by us from within California, as they say, 6 teaspoons of loose leaf organic Earl Grey tea or hot chocolate, your choice. And then the Agatha Christie book chosen for you by us. And then you can also add on various options. The regular box is $39. And then these are options that you can add on. A hand-poured vanilla amber candle, 3 handcrafted caramels by the Caramel Rabbit, 6 organic loose leaf, 6 teaspoons of chamomile tea, an aromatherapy jar, or an additional Agatha Christie novel. And it's like packaged really beautifully. And I just thought this was so sweet and so cozy.
I can hear the excitement in your voice.
Yes. I mean, if I hadn't already read every single Agatha Christie novel, I would be like, this is a great gift for me. But it's actually not.
Too late.
Too late, but everyone.
This might be a great gift for someone. I love this idea so much. What a cool concept.
Me too. So fun. All right, Kate, let's take a short break before we get to some more categories.
Okie doke.
All right, be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough, enough.
I mean, Dory, have I ever told you, what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh, that sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With honey love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they manage to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there, the overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
All right. We have returned with one of my favorite categories, the home category.
We love a home.
We do love a home.
Okay. So I'm going to kick it off with, with a candle rec from a company that was recommended to us by a listener. It's Scent and Fire. And I have one of their candles. I actually have their California Chill candle, which I really like. Most of their candles range in the $20 to $30 range, which is really accessible for a nice candle. But I need to shout out a gift box that they have that I am obsessed with. Now, it is currently sold or out of stock, but I think hopefully they will make more. It's so great. I need to mention it. They have a presidential family gift box. They have one candle called Uncle Joe. They have another candle called Auntie Made It in honor of President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. And it's just a really, like, for a political buff who wants a cozy home, I can't think of a better gift. And they also comes with a playlist, a curated playlist.
So fun.
On Apple Music. So fun. I love this idea. I hope more become available because I want to get this for my sister-in-law.
Oh, and then they also just have great other candles. So.
Yeah, they have really great. Like I mentioned, my California Chill candle is my bathtub candle. I really like it.
All right. So I also have a candle recommendation that I mentioned on the previous episode where I talked about burning that fancy candle. It's the DS and Durga Wild Brooklyn Lavender candle. But really, I think any of their candles make a really nice gift. They're really expensive. They're $65 each. But I think that, like, if you are thinking about doing a splurgy candle gift, this is a good one to do. Like, instead, I feel like everyone does Diptyque for their, like, fancy splurge candle or Jo Malone, but, like, I feel like this is a little cooler.
It's definitely cooler. Also, I have, like, I'm allergic to Jo Malone products. They make me, like, physically ill. I know.
How dare you?
It's tough, but luckily I'm not allergic to DS and Durga, so.
Oh, thank God.
Thank goodness.
In fact, I think I'm going to light mine right now.
Oh my God, look at you.
I know.
Dory, I have a Forever 35 sponsor on this list. This is a company that advertises on our show, and I'm obsessed with the product. It's Aura. They make digital frames. I love this thing. It took me about 2 seconds to set up. It's really attractive looking. It's a smart frame. So, like, it starts to like recognize the photos and pair similar looking photos together. It's so good that my husband and I got his parents a digital picture frame last year. And he literally just randomly said to me, do you think it would be weird if we got them this digital frame, meaning the Aura digital frame, this year, even though we got them that other one last year? Because this one's so much better. That's how good it is. It's such a great product. It's 15% off with the code FOREVER35. I love it. And my kids love looking at it. You can swipe through. It's just the best. Okay, gonna calm down, but I love it.
All right. And we should say also that the frames themselves range from $199 to $399.
It's a pricey frame.
But again, you get 15% off with our code. You know what? While we're talking about sponsors, I am also going to recommend a gift by a Forever 35 sponsor because I'm just seriously so obsessed with it. But it is also a pricey gift. Just going to preface that by saying it is a pricey gift. But it is the Jenny Kane Alpaca Basket Weave Throw. I love this blanket. It is on our living room couch. I have gone through a lot of throws in my day, and honestly, none of them has like truly been up to snuff.
You've never texted me about a throw until this throw. We've been friends for a while now.
It's just, it's so soft. It doesn't pill, which I feel like every other throw I've had just pills. It's like cozy. It's the perfect size. I just love it. Now, here's the catch. It's $295. Oh. You do get 20% off with the code Forever35, which brings the price down a little bit. But it is an investment, I will say. But I do think that like you'll have this throw forever. So okay. If you're in a position where you can spend $200-something on a throw, I would do it.
All right, I'm just going to throw my splurge.
Throw home, your
home
splurge?
Good into the splurge pile. Ooh, splurge. That's a weird word. This is my splurge gift recommendation. I recommend this because I love this fucking thing so much. And that is a Dyson cordless stick vacuum.
Oh, hell yeah.
Now, there's nothing sexy about a vacuum as a present. I don't know. Maybe it is. This vacuum is kind of sexy. I love this vacuum. It does the job. It's so easy to use. It works. It can be handheld. It can be a full vacuum. I can do my whole home with this thing. They start at $350. I believe that the one I have in my home is the Dyson V8. If you want the specific one that I use to suck up. I mean, literally the other day I sucked up food. I sucked up glitter. I sucked up a dead cricket. I just suck with this vacuum.
We also have a cordless Dyson and we also love it.
Look, again, splurge category of the home goods section, but worth it. It's so good. Okay. Well, I'm getting very energized by this gift guide.
I know, I'm into it.
I feel like I'm a little too hyper. I'm going to slow it down.
Okay. Next gift is a fun one. It's the Justina Blakeney Face Bookend Vase. And it's just this really cool kind of sculpture vase that is also a bookend, but is also like a really beautiful piece of art. And it comes in one with orange hair and kind of like light skin, and one with black hair and darker skin. And they are $98. And I just, even if you don't get the bookend vase, I love everything that Justina Blakeney makes. So I'm sure if you don't like these, you'll find something on her site that you like. Jungalow.com is her site.
Go to her website and just dream of living in all the homes that she creates.
Yes, literally.
I have a vase that I am eyeing that I love. It's by Marie Burgos. It's Marie Burgos Design The Store. And it's this beautiful little white vase with kind of gold touches, gold accents. It's $32. She has a bunch of beautiful, sweet little white and
it's
white with
pretty.
Gold vases on her website. And I just thought they would make a sweet little gift.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. All right. Another sweet little gift is the Tall and Burt Geode Vessel.
Hmm.
These are really cool looking. They're like little planters, but with kind of like a cutout geode.
Yeah, they're on beautiful.
Them. They're really, really pretty. Yeah. And you can put air plants in them. You can put succulents in them. You can put candles in them. And they're little and they're like $30 to $40, and they edge the geode in liquid gold. They're really cool looking.
Now this you could get me, Dory. I want one.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Put it on the list.
Making a note.
Get me that throw and one of these vessels. All right. I am obsessed with these magnets by the Koi Collection. They are smile magnets. They're $10 a piece, or you can get six rainbow colors for $50. They're just like, they just are simple and cheerful and make me feel good in a time where nothing feels good. And these are small batch ceramics. They're from Austin, Texas. I just think they look really cool. I need these to make me feel better.
They're really cute.
They're just cute. They just make me super happy.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, next thing that we're going to recommend, plants. So we have a few suggestions for places that you can order plants online. One is Bloomscape. One is The Sill. And those are both online only. And then there's a shop in Raleigh that ships nationwide called The Zen Succulent that has really cute plants. And we're putting them on the list if you want to order from a brick and mortar store.
And if you're local in the Durham-Raleigh area, they do local delivery.
And local pickup.
Curbside. Yeah.
Yeah. And their stuff is really, really nice and reasonably priced.
They've got cute air plants. Air plants to go in that geode vessel.
Oh my gosh. Look, we've just solved it.
Add that to the list of things you're getting me. All right. Last on this list are the Bala bangle weights. Now, have these taken over my Instagram feed?
I had never heard of these.
Oh, really? I think they are so cool. This is a husband and wife who started these products, and they have a variety of different kind of like very like streamlined, chic exercise equipment, but they make 1 pound bangle weights that you could use on your wrists, you could use on your legs. If you do a light weighted workout, they come in a variety of colors. They're just very pretty.
Yeah, they are really pretty.
Just kind of like styling up the ankle weight world.
Totally. A world I didn't know needed to be styled up, but apparently it did.
Look, in 2020, anything is possible, apparently.
It's so true. All right. Well, that does it for our home category. I just want to mention one gift in our pets category, which is kind of a thing that you human would do for your pet, which is a dog, because it's a dog biscuit gift baking set from King Arthur Baking. Again, a very me present, but...
Well, you could buy this for someone who's obsessed with their dog, too.
Totally,
right?
Totally. And so what it comes with is a dog bone cookie cutter, two boxes of their dog biscuit mix, and dog paw treat bags and stickers. So you could make this for friends. Like, you could get this, make it for friends, and give them like bags of dog treats, which I think is really cute.
Do you know that I worked at a dog biscuit bakery once?
No.
You don't know this about me?
No. Mm-hmm.
It was called Bon Appetit.
Oh, that's a great name.
Mm-hmm.
Burlington, good job, Vermont. Everyone.
Yep, that's where I worked.
King Arthur Baking also has some other great baking gifts that if you're not into dog biscuits, they have other stuff that is really nice.
Okay, so the first, we're going into the kid zone. If you are buying a gift for a child, whether it be your own or another child in your life, we've got a couple suggestions here, more than a couple. The first is something that my husband recently informed me he bought our daughters for the holidays.
Oh, look at that.
I know. He was like, did you see this? I've got this for... I was like, all right, great. It's a Zen drawing board. I had never heard of this. Apparently, he read about it somewhere. And it's almost like an... same theory as like an Etch-a-Sketch. You draw on it. It uses water, but then it fades away. So like every...
Cool.
Yeah, so like every day, it's blank and you can draw something new on it. It's $35.
That's very cool.
I thought this seemed really, really cool. So, you know, this
one
comes courtesy of Anthony King.
Thank you, Anthony. all right. I am going to also mention something that is on Henry's Christmas list, which is the Micro Mini Scooter. I feel like this is just an evergreen little kid gift. But it's a little scooter, and I had noticed he's like really fascinated by kids on scooters at the park, and he always wants to like go up to the scooters. And I was like, you know what? He's like, I think he's old enough for a little scooter. So it's a tiny little scooter.
These scooters are great too because they've got two wheels in the front, so they're very stable. My kids had these for, and they last for years. So yeah, it's a great little kid investment.
Totally. So the one we got him is $90.
Well, look at him. Lucky boy.
I know, it's going to be scooting around.
Scooting all over town.
Yep.
All right. I've got a couple book recommendations that it's possible I've recommended these every other year we've done them, but they're my kids' favorites. And I also just think they are absolutely fantastic. So two different little book box sets. First is, look, any Raina Teljemir graphic novel, you cannot go wrong. And there are a variety of box sets of her books. I think you can find one of all her books, but then there's one with Smiles, Sisters, and Guts, which are all related. They're based on her own life. These books are so good for like your tweens. I cannot stress enough how great her books are. I also just love Drama, another one of her books. And then there's also a really fantastic box collection of the Babysitter's Club graphic novels.
Now,
if you're a Babysitter's Club purist, like say you grew up when we did and you read them, you might be thinking, why would I want to read these as graphic novels? Let me tell you, I had the same thought. They are almost, dare I say, better.
Wow.
They're so good. The graphic novels are amazing. So Raina Teljemir does the first few, and then an artist named Gail Gilligan does kind of the next half. There are seven total so far. They're really wonderful. Cannot recommend enough.
Wow, that's so cool. I had no idea that they had been turned into graphic novels.
Yes, and they've been updated, you know, kind of adapted by the artists too. So they're a little bit updated. And they're the Babysitter's Club and they remain fantastic.
I love that. Okay. My next suggestion is from the Neon Tea Party, and it's Crafts and Classes. So this is a really cool woman-owned site. And they offer workshops. You can hire them for private events online, of course. They have all kinds of like DIY kits. You got a tie-dye kit, a friendship bracelets kit, crochet, embroidery, etc. It's just really cool. So they just have a lot of really fun stuff. And I think they make a great gift for kids and also for adults, frankly.
I'm looking at this embroidery kit. Very interested.
Right?
Yeah. Another thing on our list is a Kiwi Crate subscription. My family has been big Kiwi Crate users over the years. They range, have subscriptions for all ages. My kids love Kiwi Crate. We send one to our niece every month. And Dory's got the hookup. You can get 50% off your first month if you use the Excellent Adventure promo code. It's kiwico.com/excellent. Promo code is excellent.
You know what's funny is I always know when ads that we do for the podcast like really resonate with people when I get DMs about the products from people who have bought it. And I've gotten so many DMs from people who have bought the Kiwi Crate subscriptions and been like, this is actually amazing. So I really do love KiwiCo and I really love their subscription boxes. So definitely check it out if you have a kid that you're buying stuff for. Okay. One more suggestion is Dinkum Dolls. I love Dinkum Dolls. Henry has one. They're definitely a little bit on the pricier side, but they're really, really well made. They're cute. You can get them with like different outfits and they come with different, like, you can get them different accessories, etc. And they come in different skin colors and hair colors, which is nice too. So, and they're washable, which is nice.
That's great.
Yeah. And then my last suggestion is just a cute little onesie from, again, former Forever 35 guest, Miranda Bennett. We love her clothes for adults. She also has a small line for children. And then she recently started making some baby clothes and they are just so cute. So she makes a onesie that is $32 and it's like a indigo tie-dye kind of vibe.
I love it. I would wear this for myself.
I know. So if you have a little baby that you're buying a gift for, I think this is a really nice option.
Oh my gosh, her kids' stuff is really cute too.
It's really cute. Her kids' stuff is really, really, really cute. So, and you know, you're supporting a small woman-owned business. They're based in Austin, Texas. Miranda's wonderful. So I just love supporting her also. So definitely check out all her stuff.
Dori, we are going to take another break.
We are.
And then when we come back, we've got games and puzzles, jewelry, food, clothing, relax. We've got so many. Oh my gosh, we've got so much more. This might be the longest episode we've ever done.
I know. Sorry, everyone.
Stay with us.
Stay with us.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time, and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dori knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters, and then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs.
Oh.
Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
All right, we're back. We'll try to speed things up.
Or will we?
I know. Hour-long podcast. All right, games and puzzles. So, also, former Forever 35 guest, we could literally just do a gift guide with former Forever 35 guests because our guests are really pretty cool.
They're so amazing. Okay.
Yeah. So we talked to Girls Night In founder Alicia Ramos, who is just so cool. And she has a new company called Wild that is meant for like relaxing and downtime. Like it's basically like creating products. It's the product version of Girls Night In, essentially.
Which is a dream.
Totally. So the first products that she launched with are a line of puzzles. And they're $37. They're really cool. They're like cool puzzles. She sent me the Busy Bodies one. And she has four different ones. And they're just really, really neat. And some of them are 1,000 pieces, and then two of them are 1,000 pieces, and two of them are 500 pieces.
Okay.
So depending on your level of puzzledom, you can kind of choose accordingly.
Well, I have a suggestion of a card game that is a big hit in my house, and it's called The Game. One of my kids got this, I think, from my dad for Christmas or something last year. And we brought it with us and we went away for a couple days to an Airbnb. And we played this game so many freaking times. It's a very basic strategy game. My kids are 7 and 9, and we were all able to play it as a family. It is super fun, super basic. So it's like everybody can kind of get it. I'm not like one for games, but even I get it. And then when our kids went to bed, Anthony and I stayed up and just played it over and over again.
Oh
like
my gosh.
We had a blast playing it just by ourselves. It travels easy. It's tiny. It's a great little present. I love it.
That's so fun.
It's really fun. Like even you and Matt might enjoy just having it with you to play sometime.
Cool.
I'm going to get you this card game. You get me all those other things I said.
This $13 card game.
Yeah, you
and
get
I
me
will
that
spend pro. Hundreds of dollars on you.
That's right. That's how this friendship works.
Hey, it's not about the amount of money. It's about the thought.
Exactly, Dory. You get it.
Okay, I have one more puzzle suggestion, which is the Ideal Bookshelf 1,000-piece puzzle. I also own this puzzle. It's really cool. It's a puzzle of the quote-unquote ideal bookshelf, and it just looks like books, but their titles are like Unforgettable Book, Book I Would Read Again, Book I Read Again and Again, Best Book I Ever Read. And it's illustrated by Jane Mount, who is this really, really great illustrator, and she has a company called the Ideal Bookshelf. So this is their Universals puzzle. It's $16.99, 1,000 pieces. Can't go wrong.
That's a great suggestion. I love it.
Thank you.
Very Dory. It would go great with that Agatha Christie gift.
Totally. Now you're talking.
Now we got it. Okay, so I have another card game recommendation, another Anthony King purchase, making it onto the list. Look at
wow,
my husband.
He just is... Yeah, look at him.
He doesn't know he's featured in the gift guide, but I'll have to tell him. So this is a thing he bought for us to play as a family. It's called One Hit Kill. It is a card game made by John August, who is a screenwriter and also a co-host of the Script Notes podcast, which my husband listens to obsessively. And it is a shockingly fun card game. I don't even know how to describe it. You should go to the website to check it out. You like start with a certain amount of cards, and it has some very like very easy rules that you like that try to get you to win, basically. And my kids were able to pick it up very easily. Even I also get very confused by games, but I was able to pick it up easily. It's super fun. We all play as a family. My kids play together. Again, 7 and 9. It's $7 right now. We'll link to the website. It's a great card game.
Love it.
All about the card games this year.
Yeah, you love a card game. All right, Kate, I am going to cede the jewelry category to you because, as I believe we have discussed on this podcast, I am clueless when it comes to jewelry, and in fact feel like I need a jewelry Sherpa. So I am very interested in all of your recommendations, and I'm taking copious notes, but please take it away.
I just realized all of the suggestions in the jewelry category come from me. I am kind I'm a jewelry lover. I really like jewelry is very special to me. I have a lot of my mom's jewelry. I just find it to be something I like to collect. I love the way I can express myself with it. So I've got some picks here. Okay. First off are two things by Roxanne Asulin. I have no idea how to say her last name. I'm going to work on that. The first, I want to recommend her bracelet collection. All her jewelry is very fun, very bright, very colorful. Her bracelets they kind of start around, I think, $75 for a little bracelet set. You can scroll through. There might be one that speaks to you or reminds you of somebody else that you need a gift for, but I have one of her bracelet sets. I really love them. And then another thing that they offer on their website is you do it yourself candy necklace kit. So she has these really cute candy necklaces that she makes, but then they also make a kit where it comes with beads, caps, and a string. And you get to make the necklace how you want it, which I think is a really fun gift because you get this beautiful piece of jewelry, but it's your vision behind it.
Sure. She's making you do all the work. I get it.
Whoa.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just kidding. It's a really sweet idea.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, I wanted to share a necklace that is on my list of things I want. It's by Oma the Label, which is a really cool jewelry line that I was reading about recently. And then I got sucked into the website and then I got sucked into all the different things I want. They have anklets, bracelets, ear cuffs. They also have clothing, earrings, everything. But my favorite pick, if you want a really unique but classic gold necklace, it's called the Maha necklace or the Maja necklace. Again, an Maja necklace. What do you think, Dori?
Or Maya.
Well, I got to figure
hard
that one
to
out.
Say.
But it's plated in 18 karat gold. It's $69. LOL. Sammy Junio will enjoy that price. Sammy loves the number 69. And the description is that it's dainty, it's on trend with a subtle statement in the true Oma fashion. And a little bit about the line, they describe themselves as a brand focused on challenging homogenous industry standards while creating quality and affordable pieces for the everyday woman. And they just have lovely stuff. And I thought the price point was really great. Okay, next up on my list is by a jewelry designer here in LA who I actually worked with earlier this year, and I just love her. Her name is Grace Lee, and I brought her a piece of jewelry that I had, and she took out the stone and made a custom piece from it, and that's very special to me, and I really love it. And she has these beautiful rings on her website called the Whisper Rings. They can come in yellow or white gold, and they're $75. They're just a very thin, dainty, single ring band. I love a dainty piece of jewelry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think Grace is just a fantastic artist, and I'm excited to share something from her. Okay, and then last up are these really beautiful earrings, ceramic earrings by CO Ceramics. They have all gorgeous earrings in like kind of the 30-ish price range, some up to in the 40s, but these are $25. They come in like a variety of really bright, beautiful colors, like a turquoise, a salmon, a red, an orange, a pink. And they're just like a small pop of color. They're their Kadera earrings. I just think they look really fun. And I love a $25. Like, that's a great, great point for a piece of jewelry.
Great suggestion.
Our next category is food, because you know we, Dori and I, both love to eat, but we also are learning to love to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And one thing that I thought looked really cool that I kind of want to take is a pizza making Zoom class from Slow Rise Pizza.
Yum, yum, yum.
And then, of course, we also want to share pastry making classes with Molly J. Wilk. This is something we've both done. We did a Forever 35 pastry making class with Molly, which was so much fun. Molly is based in Versailles in France, and she offers incredible classes online. You can also buy gift cards on her website. She's just a treasure. Highly recommend.
I love her classes. She's so, like, she explains everything so well. She's just so calm and, like, she's awesome. She's just awesome.
She also focuses on really making things simple. So if you're like me, someone who doesn't feel particularly confident when it comes to baking, she really makes it very accessible, which I really, really appreciate. And I felt
even
like
things that seem really complicated.
Yeah, like a tart. I made an apple tart.
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah, who am I?
Who are you even?
Dory, this one's all you.
Okay. So if you are lucky enough to live in a city with a Jenny's ice cream, which here in Los Angeles, we are, you are aware that Jenny's ice cream is freaking delicious. I love Jenny's ice cream. It's so good. But they also ship, which is amazing. Now, they do have an ice cream subscription box.
Oh, boy.
So it comes in 3, 6, or 12 month subscriptions, and you get a curated selection of 4 flavors, often before they are on sale. And it ships right to your door. And the 3 month subscription is $199. The 6 month subscription is $389, and the 12 month subscription is $759. So this is not cheap. But if you or someone you love is an ice cream lover, you could get it for them. Now, you can also get one off things from them. Like, they have fun collections. Like, they have the top sellers collection. They have the grand holiday collection. They have the Friendsgiving collection. So, and you can also put together a box of just like a few pints yourself. But I just like the idea of an ice cream subscription.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me smile.
Yum, yum, yeah. Yum. Okay, yeah. That sounds delish. All right. Well, I've got another thing that I secretly want here that I'm going to add to my own Christmas list. And that is an apron from Heather Taylor Home. Heather Taylor is a business owner here in Los Angeles. I obsessively follow her on Instagram. I love everything that she makes, like fun gingham napkins and tablecloths and pillows and just beautiful cozy home goods.
Mm.
She has these aprons, and I want one. Okay, everybody, I want.
All right.
You know what happened the other day? I was actually cooking, and I went to wipe my hands on my pants, and I was like, "Oh, I guess this is what aprons are for." And like, finally, at 41, I was "Oh, now I understand aprons." And you know, I love her stuff. I don't own anything from her, but I just, you know, look at it obsessively. And her aprons are beautiful. So if you have a fashionista chef in your life, one of her gingham aprons, truly in any color, I think would be a lovely gift.
Love that. Okay. Last food suggestion is a box of cookies from Hi-Fi Cookies, which are music-inspired cookies from Nashville. And one of their products that I thought looked really cute was the Hits Box. And it's $22. And you get their top-selling cookies, which just look really fun. Like, and they're all named after musicians. So like, the Etta is a peanut butter cookie with Cap'n Crunch brittle and peanut butter chips. There's a Bowie cookie, which is a Funfetti cookie with white chocolate chips. Like, it's just kind of fun. So loved the idea of that.
What a great music buff gift.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was really, really cool. All right. Kate, this next category is also all you.
What's wrong with me? What's going on over here? Okay.
Nothing?
But that's true. All right. Listen, first up, clothes and shoes category. You know what I'm going to say, baby. Oofus.
I kind of want a pair. You've convinced
me. Yes, Dory. You know who has them? Caroline Moss, host of G-Thanks, just bought it.
Oh, look at that.
She's a shopping expert, and she's got oofus. So she's got the clogs. Listen, these are my favorite around the house shoe. I have a slide and a thong, like sandal, you know, what's it called? Flip-flop shape. They're the most comfortable. I wear them all the time. They're like walking on clouds. They are perfect for anyone who needs a house shoe.
Okay.
And I think the clog would be a great kind of like slipper alternative. It's not, you know, it's not like fuzzy. They don't have any like fuzzy ones, but you just wear a sock and put your foot in your clog and you're good to go.
Great.
Okay. My next item is, again, part of the things Kate Spencer wants, so she put it in the gift guide.
A classic category.
That could be its own category. Oh, it's a shoe line I'm obsessed with. I don't own anything from it, but I stare at them. They are Zoo Shoes. This is a black woman-owned brand. They are handmade in Buenos Aires. They're just the most gorgeous shoes. And I'm particularly obsessed with the Eugenia flat in Croco Azul. My Spanish is not great. They're $268. I think about them every day. I haven't taken the plunge, but if you would ever dare buy a shoe for a person in your life, I just think these are stunning, timeless, well-made shoes.
Okay.
All right. Next up in this category is a Cotopaxi fanny pack. These are all one of a kind. They used repurposed fabric. They have really fun colors. I have one. My best friend Lise turned me on to these. She has a bunch. They're not too huge. One thing I don't love about a fanny pack is when it's like big and stiff. I like a smaller fanny pack that you kind of forget you're wearing. And these are $30. They're just great. They're great for everyday wear. You know, throw your shit in your fanny pack and hit the road.
Great.
Okay. And then the last thing I want to recommend is circling back to Forever 35 sponsor Jenny Kane. This is a luxury gift for someone in your life who you care a lot about. It's their cashmere fisherman sweater. It's again part of the splurge category, but it is the best sweater I've ever owned. I wear it every day.
I have the fisherman hoodie, and I would concur. I wear it all the time and get compliments on it, like not from people on the street because I don't leave the house, but like if I post a picture on Instagram, people will be like, what sweater is that? It happened on the photo that you and I posted from when I went to your house.
Yeah, Dory wore it. And I was like, ooh, what is that? And then she was like, you know. And I was like, oh, shit.
And again, you can get 20% off with the code Forever35.
Indeed. All right. Personalized gifts.
Yes.
Sorry to call you.
Okay. I had a couple of suggestions for personalized gifts. One is something that I stole from the Forever 35 Facebook group gift thread. They do a post, you know, they do a post every week now where you're supposed to put like all of your, because people are always like, what should I get for my like 10-year-old nephew who loves Fortnite? And so they all go in one thread now. Anyway, I love these threads. I love looking at what people are recommending, what people are looking for. And someone recommended this Etsy shop that will put a family recipe on a pie plate. So like if you have an old family recipe, like in your grandmother's handwriting or something, they'll put it on a plate for you. I like the pie plates, but they also have like other serving dishes. They have like smaller ones. And it just seemed like such a lovely way to like memorialize a loved one who was into cooking.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I love this idea.
Yeah. So that seemed really nice. And those are $75. And then my other suggestion is something that I see recommended all the time, especially for like people who are looking for gifts to give, like if they manage like a team of people, this is a good gift. It's a personalized Yeti tumbler. People love the Yeti tumbler. It's $29.99, and then it's an extra $5 to put your name on it. And I love this. I just love a personalized tumbler.
I have a Yeti mug that I drink coffee out of every day, and I love it.
Well, is it personalized?
No.
Well,
I'm just going to write my name on it in a Sharpie. Won't be as nice as if it was personalized, but. All right, Dory, take us now into the relax section of this gift guide, because again, this is all you.
Yeah, so just a couple of suggestions here, because I do feel like we recommend relaxing things all the time. And you could even argue that a lot of the other things we've recommended are relaxing. But there are a couple of things that I just wanted to highlight. One is from our fave Box Fox. Again, not a sponsor, but we wish they were.
Call us Box Fox. Call us we Box love Fox. You.
They are a site that puts together gift boxes with like a really wonderfully curated mix of items. So you can choose items to put in a box, or you can get one of their like pre-chosen gift boxes. The one that I loved is the All Is Calm box. It's $100. And it comes with a candle, a silver candle snuffer, a mug, a silk sleep mask, a chocolate bar, a notebook. And then it comes really like beautifully packaged in a keepsake box. And you get a handwritten card. You tell them what you want to write on the card. And then someone there actually handwrites a card for you. So it kind of looks like you're sending a card in your own handwriting, but it's not really your handwriting, but it's a handwritten card.
Copy that.
Yeah.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yep. So I love that idea. And then my other suggestion are these really cute slipper booty slippers from Parachute Home. They're the cozy booty and they're a shearling booty. They're like an ankle booty and they just look so cozy and comfy. I just love the idea of like shuffling around your house with a cozy booty.
That sounds great.
Right?
Yeah. I like to shuffle in a booty.
I like to shuffle in a booty.
I do have my sleeping bag slippers that I love that I've kind of worn into the ground. So maybe this is actually something I should ask for this year.
There you go. All right. Well, we've reached our last category.
Yeah. It's a new category for 2020.
It is. The COVID hopefully, category.
Hopefully this is the only year this category makes it into
God,
this.
Oh my God, please God. All right. So my first suggestion is a COVID Christmas ornament.
Why not remember this year?
Why not? Why not memorialize it with a COVID Christmas ornament? I did not even know that this was a thing that existed, but I've been like poking around for some new Christmas ornaments and I came across these. You can find them a million places. Etsy has them, like Zazzle has them. Like there's a lot of places that are doing them, but like you can get a dumpster fire ornament with the year 2020. There's all sorts of like Santa's wearing masks ornaments that you can get. Our first pandemic toilet paper ornaments. You can get them personalized. I mean, really, the possibilities are endless here.
Wow.
Who knew that this was a niche that needed filling?
But it is. It is.
Yep. All right. What do you got, Kate?
Okay. I have a really cute pin, also by CO Ceramics. It's very simple. It's just a cute, this feels like a great little stocking stuffer. It's a little pin. It just says no mo ro, aka no more Rona.
Oh my God. No mo ro.
No mo ro. It's just so cute. They've got one color left. It's a $5 pin. Like it's just, look, just throw it on that. Throw it on. You could even wear it on your mask.
Ooh.
We haven't started wearing pins on mat. I mean, that might weigh them down, but like, look, maybe there's something cool here we could do with a no mo ro pin. But
yeah,
this made me chuckle. You know, like it is so hard to have us to find anything that kind of brings us joy in this, because this is such a devastating experience with so much loss. But hey, fucking no more Rona is my mood.
This
right
did
now.
Give me a chuckle, I have to say.
So cute little stocking stuffer.
Okay, my next two suggestions are really, I hesitate to call them frivolous because they're masks, but they're really like splurge masks. Like they're gifty masks. Like if you are wanting to spend a lot of money on something and also have it be a mask, this is a good option. So Kate, I know you like this fashion line, so maybe I'll get this for you. But Batsheva, who is famous for prairie dresses, essentially, makes masks, and they are $43 for two, so definitely a lot more expensive than the average mask. but they're very cute. They're floral print cotton and like a fun gift, especially for someone who like may want a butt shove dress, but like can't afford it or it's not flattering on them. And
also me.
And then they're like, well, I can get their mask. So that's kind of fun. And then my second suggestion for masks, this is actually really cool. So it's a 6-pack of masks from the Weddle Art Collective. And they created this pack of 6 masks as part of a fundraiser for the Solidarity Response Fund, the Artist Relief Coalition, and art advocate group Common Practice, to draw attention to the use of personal protective equipment as a precautionary lifestyle measure. So what's really cool about this is that each mask is was done by different art, like it features printed work by different artists. So Jenny Holzer, Raymond Pettibone, Rosemary Trockel, Lorna Simpson, Rashid Johnson, and Barbara Kruger. So imagine just walking around with a Barbara Kruger mask.
Oh, yeah, like, my God, the women's studies major in me is loving it.
How cool. I'm adding that to your list.
Thank you. You're also spending a lot on me this year, but I really appreciate it.
You're worth it. You can buy them individually also. You don't have to buy the whole 6-pack. So, but I just thought that was really cool. And the masks are actually very cool. Like, you'd definitely be the coolest mask wearer around if you got these, but they are pricey.
Whoever thought that's a thing we would be saying, but
oh my gosh, I know.
All right. Well, the final thing I have to contribute to this category is circling back to Dori's candle recommendation from DS and Durga. They make, if you want to get into the fancy hand sanitizer world, which again, did we ever think this would be a world we'd be walking into?
Literally, no.
They make the best smelling hand sanitizer. Now, I just want to preface this by saying I accidentally purchased a ton of disgusting hand sanitizer at a local big box store that smells, it just is the worst smell. Like my family, we all gag every time I put it on, but because I'm determined not to waste it, I force everybody to use it. It's great. It's grapefruit scented and it's so disgusting. I don't even know how to describe it. So I'm just like gagging my way through this hand sanitizer. And then we received from DS and Durga this hand sanitizer as a gift. And it's so fucking nice. Like I sprayed it on my kids and they were like, whoa. Like even they could, like their palates could appreciate the sand. Their palates could appreciate the scent. The scent is Big Sur After Rain. It is a spray hand sanitizer. It is, again, a splurge sanitizer. It's $30, but it's a big ass bottle. And I keep it in my car and then I'll put it into my purse when we go to their outdoor activity. And then I put it back into my car and I love it. I love it. I would spray my entire body in this hand sanitizer.
One more entry in the fancy hand sanitizer category is Milk and Honey's hand purifier, which is, it is technically a sanitizer. It is CDC compliant. It has 80% alcohol, but it's called a hand purifier. Anyway, it smells lovely. It has eucalyptus and lavender. And I also really like that you can get it in 2 different sizes. It does come in a little travel size. So if you want to just like keep that in your purse just to have, it's really nice to have.
Which I do. I have, I like to keep so many hand sanitizers in my
purse. Yeah, I mean, why not?
You know, I do think that a nice hand sanitizer is kind of the perfect gift to give this year, Dori. It's because it's fancy, so you feel like you're getting a real treat.
Totally.
But it's also very practical, and you know it's going to get used.
I was just thinking, you could even put together like a luxury COVID box. Is that insane? With like a fancy hand sanitizer, a fancy mask, like
face shield.
Yeah, face shield, like all of these things that we have to use now, but as a gift, you could kind of elevate them.
And we should just say the greatest gift we can give this year is to just stay home and wear a mask.
Yes.
If you can, if your work and life allow. We often hear from people who their work and life do not permit this, and we see you and we hear you. And Dori and I, we are able to stay home, but wear your masks, everybody. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's all do it.
Put on a face mask and then put on a face mask.
Yeah.
Did you get that, Dori? Did you get kind of like what I'm envisioning? you like put on your skincare mask and then you put on a mask over it and you just live your life.
Yeah.
Be very uncomfortable, but we'll figure it out.
It would be, but you know, that's the price we pay.
That is. That's the seer for us. All right. Well, listen, this has been a long but fun chat.
Indeed. Listen, Kate, I hope you get everything that you're wishing for this holiday season.
It's basically everything we talked about. I want.
Great.
So I'm a very demand. I mean, look, if I just get a Nomo row pin, I'll be happy.
Okay. Well, you better get on that because they're selling out.
I know they are. There's a bit of a wait time. So get and yeah, buy your gifts early. Buy small and local if you can.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's
everybody.
All we gotta say about that.
Yep. We appreciate right. you.
And,
you are our gift.
You are. All right. Bye everyone. Have a good week. Bye. Oh, just a reminder. We're doing reruns the rest of the week.
That's true.
Yep. All right. Now bye for real.